Do you suffer from pain, tenderness, or a clicking in your jaw? Maybe you have pain while chewing, chronic migraines, or other facial discomfort. We have the answer for you. Welcome to the TMJ and Jaw Pain Podcast with Dr. Astrid Cruz Aguirre. Dr. Guire is a maxillofacial surgeon qualified in both dentistry and medicine and is the head of the Temporomandibular Joint Center. You don't have to live in pain. Listen to today's podcast and learn more about the causes of jaw pain and your treatment options.
My name is Asa Cruz Aguirre, and I would like to greet you again today for a new episode of our TMJ podcast. Today, it is about a topic that some of you have waited for a long time. Patients also ask me about this topic repeatedly. Now, I don't want to keep you in suspense for too long. It's about the topic of tinnitus. But first, what exactly is tinnitus? Tinnitus is a squeaking, whistling, or ringing in the ear that only the person affected can hear without it being attributable to an external sound source. This noise is not dangerous, but those of you who are affected by tinnitus know that it can impair your quality of life significantly, especially when the environment is quiet, such as at night. Noise is usually heard more clearly. This can then lead to extreme stress and sleep disorders up to and including depression. There are different degrees of severity ranging from tolerable ringing in the ears to severe degrees of disability. Do you know what causes tinnitus? In each of us, many tiny hair cells carry sound from our ears through our auditory nerves to our brain. It is believed that in cases of chronic ear inflammation or noise trauma, the damaged small hair cells can no longer transmit the sound properly, and this can lead to an overactivity of the affected nerve cells. In other words, the cause of tinnitus is not in the ear, but in the brain. There are now many causes in addition to a previous inflammation in the ear, such as sudden hearing loss or age-related hearing loss. Other causes for the development of tinnitus are high blood pressure and anemia. Rarely pulsatile tinnitus can also occur, for example, in vasoconstriction or increased pressure in the brain. For this reason, I always recommend a medical evaluation of tinnitus. Is there actually a subdivision of tinnitus? Tinnitus can be roughly divided into acute and chronic forms. One speaks of chronic when our tinnitus lasts longer than 3 months. Most forms of therapy are based on this. You may have asked yourself how tinnitus is treated in the first place. In the acute form, a drug that stimulates blood flow is usually given first to optimize blood flow in the inner ear. Cortisone is occasionally administered if inflammation is suspected as a cause. In particular, attention should be paid to reducing stress. In the chronic form, there is also the possibility of masking the noise in the ears. With a special hearing aid, you can produce certain permanent hearing noises and thus suppress the actual tinnitus. The main goal in the therapy of chronic forms is learning to accept tinnitus and ignore it if possible. You can certainly imagine that this is anything but easy for the person concerned. A common question that patients ask me is whether there's a connection between temporomandibular joint disorders and tinnitus. I must admit that this is an enormously difficult question. Of course, the muscles of mastication and the jaw joint are anatomically close together, and those of you who experience clenching or grinding of the temporomandibular joint can understand how close this proximity is and how loud these sounds are perceived in the ear. Is there any scientific evidence of a connection? Despite intensive research in recent years, the connection has not yet been clarified. However, some of those who are affected speak of a connection between the occurrence of tinnitus and temporomandibular joint disorders, such as whether there is a temporal connection between tinnitus and dental treatment, or whether certain jaw movements can influence tinnitus. From experience, I know that in some cases of tinnitus improves because of the treatment of craniomandibular dysfunction. The reason tinnitus can occur after dental work is unknown, but a possible reason is that there has been a change in the relationship between the temporomandibular joint head and the temporomandibular joint socket. Due to the tight nerve interconnection of the muscles and tendons, the pain can be projected and influence the development of tinnitus. How does stress affect both tinnitus and temporomandibular joint disorders? Concerning temporomandibular joint disorders, we have already discussed this in one of our first podcast episodes. Stress or tension can lead to tension in the chewing muscles, cheek biting, and tongue thrusting. Every one of you surely knows this. If we concentrate very much on something, such as lifting a weight while exercising, what happens? Or what happens if we suddenly feel pain? Exactly. We instinctively clench our teeth. You probably know the saying, grind your teeth. Recognize these situations and train yourself to deal with them is not that easy and requires some practice. What about stress and tinnitus? We now know that stress can make tinnitus worse. However, many of those affected also develop stress due to tinnitus and, as already briefly mentioned, sleep disorders. Therefore, there's also a therapeutic approach, stress reduction. This is, of course, not easy. How can you find out for yourself whether stress is the cause of the symptoms? That is relatively easy. By reducing stress with the support of meditation and progressive muscle relaxation according to Jacobson or yoga, you can check for yourself whether your own situation changes after regular exercises. If you search the internet for the connection between the temporomandibular joint and tinnitus, you will always find the suggestion to change the bite. I would be very careful with that because a complete change in your biting can also significantly worsen the situation. Incidentally, this conversion is usually very expensive and it is very questionable whether it can lead to improvement. We have already mentioned that tinnitus does not originate directly in the ear, but primarily in the brain. I hope I was able to give you a brief overview of the topic of jaw joint and tinnitus. That's it for today. If you have any questions or topic requests, I look forward to hearing from you. See you soon and look out for another podcast episode.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. For more information on TMJ and jaw pain, or to contact Dr. Cruz Aguirre, you can go to our website, www.tmj.clinic. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our podcast and tell a friend. Until next time, we wish you the very best and want you to live healthy and pain-free.